This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Time to be self-sustained, The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're at the top of the second hour now, and we've been having music from DJ Michael Scalar in his new mix, Floating from a Dream, and we're on to our next guest. We have Gabriel Roberts. After many years of study and with a lifetime of effort to connect with something greater, Gabriel stepped away from his Christian faith. The details and reasons are cataloged in his book, Born Again to Rebirth, which is available now. And like many others have had an earnest thirst for the answers to the big question of life, Gabriel was not satisfied to settle for not knowing more. His continued research in the fields of science, spirituality, and anthropology continued to yield more and more exciting discoveries. Not being afraid to challenge his own cosmologies in the light of new information, Gabriel Roberts continues to put together the puzzle pieces of life in a continued effort to bring enlightenment to himself and to his readers. He's a writer for, current contributor for disinfo.com and also realitysandwich.com. His website, you can check some of his work out at gabrielroberts.com and some of the news articles and stuff he posts up there. With that, Gabriel, thanks for coming back on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And your intro is exactly, I think, where so many of us are, which is searching for the bigger answers because so many things don't make sense, and it goes back to simplifying things like I like to do and just go common sense is a thing that seems a lot of people don't have these days, Gabriel, and yeah. It's at some parts not even fair in terms of food poisoning Monsanto and other things that happen on some levels, but you still at the end of the day have to put the information out there and hope that it just catches someone and they go down the rabbit hole like we did, and you discover more really about yourself and self-discovery of self-empowerment. And that's what we try to do with you through your articles, me through my show. So it's awesome to have you back on the show and lots of things going on. So lots of cool articles you have on your site, and I'm sure you have a couple to talk about. So what's the newest updates and stuff you put out, and how have things been going up in where you're reporting live from?
I had several friends of mine, some peers of mine who were telling me, oh man, you really have to go check out this book by, the writer of Minority Report and A Scanner Darkly and Blade Runner. The author's name is Philip K. Dick, and he wrote a book called Valis. And, I finally got around to reading it, and it was one of the most mind-blowing books I've ever read, primarily because, the content of what he was writing was so amazing. Here's a guy who wasn't actually really anything religiously. He grew up quasi-Catholic, but, he was a bit of a wild man. But he had this endogenous, who knows what it was, some sort of, outburst. And the spiritual event, kind of like, what the Apostle Paul had on the road to Damascus. And with this scenario, Philip K. Dick writes about, he writes a fictional version of his story and integrates his experience into his story. So it's very interesting because it's a work of fiction, he's able to play with it and to be really out there about it. And he didn't have to worry about people judging him for it because he was already a sci-fi writer. So he ended up writing this amazing book, the story called Valis. But within it, he has, his exegesis, which is basically his, way of expounding upon the details of his own cosmology. And it turns out to be a very Gnostic cosmology, which is kind of a, for those unfamiliar, Gnosticism was the kind of the yin to the yang of modern Christianity, where all that started out. The early church was split into two major groups, the kind of the Gnostic group, and then the ones that ended up becoming the Roman Catholic Church and all that. So I was totally blown away by that. And after reading it, there were several of the things that he brought forth that were revolutionary ideas. So he put this book out in the late 70s, and one of the things he talked about was that life is an amalgamation of information brought to us by light. And it's very interesting because now we have so many scientists coming forth saying that life is some kind of matrix style thing, that it works, models for the universe work best when they use them as, put them together like a computer program. So this guy, this famous writer, one of the best sci-fi writers of all time, is talking about this stuff a couple decades before science catches up, and this is the thing that really blew my mind about it. So I wrote about that, and I related it to the idea of empire. We talk a lot, or a lot of people in our kinds of circles talk about how bad things are, how evil things are. It's almost like we're under an evil empire. And one of the things that Philip K. Dick talked about in his exegesis is that the empire never ended, meaning the Roman Empire, the big, evil, dominating, crushing empire. And he talked about how we needed to change the way we saw ourselves so that we would behave differently, and through behaving differently, the beast wouldn't be able to get to us. So I wrote about that, and I've really found that to be interesting, and I feel that it rings so true to us here today, here and now, with, you mentioned Monsanto, and poison in our food, and cancer in the air, and chemtrails, and all these other things that seem so dastardly, and here we have to make the decision how we're going to tread. Do we walk with positivity, or is positivity just another way for us to dumb ourselves down and to just let things go by? We have to find a way to make ourselves into something that the beast can't grasp. This ties in really nicely with the comic book, or I should say graphic novelist, Grant Morrison. He gave a speech for Disinfo several years back, and he studied mad cow disease, and he talked about how mad cow disease works in such a way that the immune system of the cow doesn't even notice that it's there until it's too late. And he talked about, for those of us who are trying to illuminate ourselves and trying to bring illumination to others, that we ought to try and find ways that we can infect society with our good ideas in such a way that they don't even see it coming. Which I think that's pretty cool, because it turns the idea of us being victims into us being quiet heroes, that we can peacefully change the world that we live in through our own personal decisions and the way that we perceive it.
Absolutely, and it's so important, Gabriel, the work you do, because what you're doing is getting out that information, because that's all we can do. People always say, well, what can I do? What can I do? The powers that be are so great, or there's so much influence, and what can I do? It's spread the message one by one, one by one. That's how we awaken. That's how it's getting done. And when I first woke up to a new way of understanding how things really operated, then it was on. It was like, I want to tell everyone the good news. Like, psst, guess what, dude? Yeah, guess what? We're a lot more than what they told us in school. You know, and it's like game on, and it's down that rabbit hole to find out more information, to more understand, which is more just self-discovery and self-empowerment. And that's what we want for the greater good of everybody, because the more we do that, the more this system won't be able to handle it, because the system isn't based upon that. It's based upon money and power and everything else. So if we keep that intent and keep that going and keep empowering people and doing that, then that's how we'll win. And that's what we're doing, because things are shifting and a lot of people are seeing it. And it's awesome. And we're going to take a quick commercial break in a minute, Gabriel. But when we get back, I'm going to personally make an announcement for the first time, which is awesome. And you'll really appreciate it. And it just came to me while I was talking to you, because it comes in and forms really nicely with your article. And I was asked this morning to join a committee of some amazing people, and I'll announce it when I get back. And we're joined by Gabriel Roberts. So Gabriel, hang on right there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, realitysandwich.com. And just before we went to break, Gabriel, we were talking about one of your latest articles that you put out, which is about a book basically that you read that, again, probably opened up a new aspect of this journey down the road of consciousness and what is it. And before we went to break, I just wanted to make a quick announcement on a new endeavor that's being taken place with Mary Rodwell from ACERN in Australia and Christina Knowles and another gentleman, an attorney down in Miami. And basically what they're doing is an amazing documentary about consciousness with two very special people, Dr. Edgar Mitchell and Dr. Rudy Shield, and who have both agreed to be on the advisory committee of this project. And Dr. Rudy Shield is the director of the Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics at Harvard University. And Dr. Edgar Mitchell was the sixth man to walk on the moon and also has a PhD in astrophysics from MIT and founded the Noetic Institute and Quintrek and is considered the father of modern consciousness studies itself. And he's also an advisory. And I was asked today to be an advisory with them on this project. And it is quite an honor to be with two of the top people in the world on this matter. And this is very exciting. We'll be announcing it, and it's coming together. And the energy is here to support this, to do what you want to do. So reach high and reach far, because things are happening. And this is pure proof of that anyways in my life, to be asked to be part of such an endeavor like this and things we're doing. It's awesome. And Gabriel, the work you're doing is putting out this consciousness in your writing and articles, and that's what we're here to do. And because when we do that, we could change the way we're living, because it's not sustainable, and it's not a sustainable way for the children. And the children coming in now are highly advanced. They're coming in with their left and right brains synced together already. They're highly advanced. The new children are here. Science has proven that. The new computers are here. The information is here, that things are multidimensional. We're a lot greater. And let's all collectively go into that, because when you go into that, free energy comes and everything. And that's what we have to do. And going into your articles, you have a lot of new articles and stuff on there. If you can update us on some other articles out there in the news and some other things that are happening, maybe some of your top stories that that you posted up.
It's kind of interesting. We're talking about, going back to the other article, we're talking about the empire, the big evil empire of the people who want to keep the old ways, keep things the way that they are. I did a article about Edward Snowden, and Fareed Zakaria from CNN put out this report, and he talked about, he basically came out bashing Edward Snowden for revealing about the NSA, the PRISM program that the NSA was performing, and he came out against him, Snowden, saying, well, he should have turned himself in because he wasn't like Gandhi or like JFK, who, faced justice. And it was funny to me when I talk about this article, I mentioned that when you're dealing with what is justice? I mean, justice is doing the right thing, or justice is supposed to serve those people who are doing the right thing. And despite the fact that it may not have been legal from the sense of government, it was definitely the right thing to do, to say, hey, world, you're totally being spied on by the United States government. And it's funny how the talking heads in major media will still defend something that's so blatantly evil. They'll attack the messenger, and thus I talk about the shaming the whistleblower. And it's funny, because I also brought up in grad school, the very first class that I had to take was business ethics. And in business ethics, they talk about how whistleblowers literally put their life on the line. They're in danger. Everything may change for them after they reveal some controversial information. And whistleblowers should be held up in high esteem as heroic people. And in many ways, the way that other people in that sort of way have been treated, we see Bradley Manning and the things that he's put forward, and the treatment of whistleblowers should be a good thing. We should welcome that sort of dialogue and conversation. But I think one thing that happens with a lot of people is that we come into this alarmist sense of being, anybody who spends much time on Facebook or Twitter, who's really into watching, being watchdogs for the injustices that are going on. There's this alarmism and this this sense of like angsty, like hippie violence, I guess I might say, in a way where people are like, why aren't you so crazy upset about this, and why we should go out into the streets for this and that and the other. And to me, everything that I try to focus when I'm writing, I'm trying to focus it to people and where they are dealing with their own situation, changing the way that they perceive the world. This goes back to the Philip K. Dick story, where it's about changing the way that you see the world. And when you change the way you see the world, or when you change your own perception, you change the world that you observe. And I remember going, you know, to my book, Born Against Rebirth, my perception of religion and spirituality changed over time. But the consensus reality was still doing the same thing over the decades. So it was I who changed. And when that happened, everything became new. There was new possibilities available. All kinds of wonderful new things came about. So the thing that I'm trying to promote in my writing and in these articles is the idea that we as individuals can take responsibility for what's going on with us, and that is the most important thing, and to not be overcome with grief about how terrible things are, because if we're the good guys, then we should behave as the good guys. We should have faith and confidence that whether or not things end up terrible or good, we're still going to do the right thing. And I think people lose sight of that when they see so much terrible stuff going on. But we got to keep it rocking. We got to keep it positive. And that's we got to find ways to hold those who have done evil to account, but also not fail in our desire to do right and to do good and to bring light into the darkness. So
absolutely. And in terms of holding people, you know, for crimes done, it won't even matter if everyone just bees and, you know, the abundance comes and the energy and that stuff is here. It's just been suppressed. Tesla and all these people that have had the electric car for 100 years, now it's still running, you know, and things like that. It's, you know, so it's time collectively for all of us to agree, yes, let's go this route. And who cares what the powers that be say, because what they're saying is not the way that all of us feel and want to live our lives, period. Simple. You know, take it back to basics, like I like to do. Simplify things, common sense. And people just, you know, look around you, look up in the skies, look up in, you know, test your water, fluoride, like read about what fluoride does. Calcifies your pineal gland. Why are they doing that? Research that. You know, go down the rabbit hole. Check it out. Research. And that's what it's about. So, again, Gabriel, time is up, but thank you so much for coming on the air as always. And to see more of your articles, check out GabrielRoberts.com, and we'll have you back on soon. Gabriel, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jenna.
All right, have a great night. Here's some more DJ Michael Scalar. We'll be right back with our next guest.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Energy Radio with Jonah Bold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com. It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Show you're listening to Starseed Radio. We're now joined by our next guest, Steve Robertson. He's about business leadership, skills, motivational things, empowering people, a multitasker, a multi-talented man who's into the founding director of ProjectPeaceOnEarth.org. He's also had over 25 years of Fortune 500 companies, executive sales experience, and he is about what we've been talking about with most of our guests tonight, empowering the people, and is now doing an amazing project, worldwide project, which he's going to speak to us here about tonight. And with that, Steve, thanks for coming back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks, Jonah. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about the Zeitgeist Media Festival happening tomorrow, and you got a new big project on board, but if you could just take a moment or two just to educate the listeners, Steve, ProjectPeaceOnEarth.org, what is it, a little bit history on it, and then go into the amazing project that you're now doing that you're going to talk about here on the show tonight.
My pleasure. Project Peace on Earth, we produce international peace initiatives, music concerts, and aerial art. We've done medical missions, mostly in the Middle East and Palestine. Starting in 2010, we took a surgical team over to Palestine to Hebron, and over a two-day period of time delivered 43 cataract surgeries to elderly Palestinian people who could not afford eye surgery, and that was all done free. Following that, in November 2011, we brought 1,000 Palestinian refugee children to the base of the Mount of Temptation in Jericho and had them form the image of the Picasso peace dove and then spell the words love all and then the word love in Arabic. We filmed the image aerially. It went around the world. And then this past September 2012, we were informed by the United Nations that they had selected this image as one of the 49 most iconic images in the history of the UN out of some 800,000 images. And then in December of 2011, we did our first international peace concert from Bethlehem and broadcast out to 80 million homes worldwide. And the basic premise is that sacred music, if broadcast from various sacred sites, can help elevate and raise awareness with people and hopefully enable us to tune into a state of inner peace that until we have that, we just fundamentally we cannot have outer peace. So we did another aerial art piece in December of this past year in 2012 in Bethlehem, again called Free All, where we brought 400 Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Palestinian Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, to the dividing wall there in Palestine, which, by the way, most people do not know that there's a 40-foot prison wall built around Palestine. And we have to put their hands in paint to create a permanent plea and prayer to the world to bring the wall down. And then we had other Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts form the words Free All. So we filmed that aerially, and that image is going around the world as well. So the next project we're working on is called Forgive All. And I think most of the listeners out there will agree that until we can attain a state of consciousness that is where we're forgiving of one another, we can't have a state of consciousness where we're loving one another full and complete. So hopefully that's accurate summary of what we're doing, what we're planning for this coming December.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And just a side note, and the devastivity that's happening over there is so heartbreaking, and how they publicize it on the news and make light of it, and with the Palestinian and the Israeli topic, my personal thing is it's horrible that whatever they shoot a rocket, you don't level an entire neighborhood, because some refugees basically in a camp shoot a rocket. I mean, that's insane, because you killed the children, the families.
Let me explain, Jonah, how this is set up. Israel is basically divided into three zones, A, B, and C. A would be like Tel Aviv. That's the central place you fly into. And Tel Aviv is under Israeli military control and Israeli civil authority. Zone B is like East Jerusalem. Most people know it's a divided city, a disputed city. Israel is trying to make it the capital of Israel. Most people in East Jerusalem are Palestinian and Muslim. And so East Jerusalem is governed by Palestinian civil authority and is governed by Israeli military authority. And then Bethlehem is under like Zone C. This would be Palestinian civil and Palestinian military authority control that region of the world. And you're right. I mean, I'm in the heart of Los Angeles and Hollywood. I talk with a lot of very high profile, people in the industry, and most people do not have a clue that there is a prison wall built around Palestine. And they don't, because the media is controlled by certain factions, and these certain factions don't love Palestine so well. And if you look at the same situation, we're not allowing images of our soldiers coming back from any of the wars, photos of these young men and women coming back in body bags. And we're not, because there's a very implicit state of consciousness that provokes. And in the same regard, the media is controlling, these particular images, that you would quite normally see on Al Jazeera or on Russian TV, but here in the U.S., you'll rarely, if ever, hear or see images, video or still, of what's really the level of oppression that's really going on. And in my opinion, if you look at people Absolutely. Like Desmond Tutu, who is a very good human being, and President Carter, who's a very loving and wise man, major, humanitarian rock stars like Roger Waters, when they say it's apartheid, you know, it's clear and simple. It walks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It's a duck. And as a whole, as humanity as a whole, we cannot allow any country to imprison another country, as has been done with Palestine. And it's not that the Israeli people are bad people. They're loving people. They're kind people. But, you know, there are political and economic stakes at hand here, like the water rights there in Palestine et cetera, which, you know, weigh heavy on why they have not retracted and why they're still building settlements there.
Yeah, and it goes even deeper, Steve, unfortunately, into, like, the House of Congress, where Congress members have come forward to, you know, to testify to say that they were, some of them, you know, asked, you know, forcefully to sign things to support Israel and uh-huh. do things like that. And I saw that a few years ago. The president of Israel was talking to Parliament, and after he finished, every single person in the House stood up, and I was like, "Who the heck is that? I've never seen that happen." And then I look, and it's like the president of Israel. And so I dug a little deeper, and then you see all these, you know, House of Representatives coming out that say they were asked to sign this, and if they didn't, X, Y, and Z would happen. And they are the largest lobbying group out there, and, you know, it goes even deeper, you know, and it's just not right. You don't level a neighborhood with fighter jets when, you know, someone launches a rocket, you know, over there.
Well, this is a very important thing to understand. So in the relative scheme of understanding the territory of Palestine, really, Gaza is like a prison, is like solitary confinement within a prison. So when you saw the last attack that occurred because of some rockets that were launched from Gaza, four people were, you know, purportedly killed in Israel, and 1,400 were killed in Gaza. You know, not, you know, every single life is precious. I mean, we just can't argue that. And in any act of war or terrorism, we can't justify that. But really, when Israel is dropping bombs or doing strikes, drone strikes or aerial strikes, this is like fishing with dynamite. That's the reality. They have no place to go. They're surrounded by the Israeli military, and they have no way to escape what's going on there. And granted, a lot of
on a bigger scale, Stephen, not to just like pick on Israel, and I'm coming from a background. My mother is Jewish. My father's Irish and Dutch. I come from a Jewish background, and I know a lot of the Jewish people are like, "Oh, protect the people." But it goes to our government, because our government itself and drone strikes all around the world, they do something called double taps, which is after they hit a target, they wait 10, 15 minutes or so, and they hit it again when all the families and the paramedics and everyone's there to rescue from the first attack, the building that they blew up. And a young colonel or someone came out about 6 months ago to testify against that. He was in the army, and he knew this was happening, that these double taps were happening. And our own military is doing that, killing – I'm talking about the innocent civilians and the paramedics and the people. And that's not warfare anymore. That's just straight, like, killing people. You know, that's
what
has
to stop. You know, there's a brilliant film on this that if people have not seen it yet, I would highly encourage it, called Dirty Wars. This is the journalist that exposed Blackwater. And this film is openly exposing the shadow government that we have operating.
Steve, hold on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we're talking about all the negative things and the things that we're really here to change, and Project Peace on Earth is part of that. So hang on right there. Let's talk about the movie. We get right back. We'll take a quick commercial break. We're with Steve Robertson, Project Peace on Earth. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Show, you're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're talking with a guest who's been on the show before, who is advocating for the most important thing on the planet, which is peace. And before we left, Steve, we're talking about the Middle East and what's happening over there and why it's so important for peace. And before we cut the break, the commercial, you had a documentary that you were talking about, and just if you can, say the documentary again for the listeners out there to watch.
Sure, the documentary is called Dirty Wars. And it just, again, shows the blatant black ops government that is running drone strikes in foreign countries around the world. And obviously there's a lot of collateral damage going on. And, you know, if I may say, you know, another important force in the name of good and awareness is Peter Joseph and the Zeitgeist movement.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, by the way, you know, for those of you who have seen the Zeitgeist films and are a fan of Peter Joseph, and those of you who live in the Los Angeles or Southern California area, tomorrow, Sunday, August 4th, from 3 to 11 p.m. at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood, Peter is hosting the Zeitgeist Media Festival. I'm honored to be one of the speakers there. And for any of the Starseed listeners who are tuning in right now, would like to attend the event, all they have to do is go to Will Call, say Starseed Radio, and we'll offer them a $10 ticket to this event that's normally $30. So I just want to put that offer out there, and I hope people take advantage of that.
Absolutely. All the listeners out there out in Los Angeles, and we know we have a lot of listeners there. Last year we gave away, I think, 20 pairs of tickets to the Zeitgeist Media Festival. So that's it. Mention the word Starseed, and I'm sure, Steve, you'll be there. And it's going to be awesome because it's another gathering of people that are all have the shared vision, and that's what this is about.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll bump that up. For the first 30 people that show up and say Starseed Radio, I'll give them a free ticket.
Even better. That's amazing. All the listeners out there. And we'll post this up tonight also on the show and on the archive so we can get it out by tomorrow. That the free tickets, that's amazing. And tell Peter again we support his work and love what he's doing. And the Zeitgeist movement is huge because that's, again, putting out the right information about what's really going on. And that's what we're trying to all do is educate people so we can have peace on Earth. And talking about that, Steve, tell us about your project, your new project that you're doing, and how can people get involved and
be happy to. I'd like to make listeners aware of a couple of articles I've recently had published in the Huffington Post. One of them is called "The Village in the Box." This talks very explicitly about through a modern day parable about what certain forces are pulling strings and how they're using the media to promote policies and ideologies which are clearly corrupting the spiritual and moral fiber of who we can be as human beings, which are hopefully loving, kind, and compassionate. And the other article just recently published in the Huffington Post was called The Liberty Bell and the Price of Freedom, which looks at the history of how certain secret societies have pulled at the strings of power, and how certain wise people, even from the early years of Thomas Jefferson and Henry and Madison and Lincoln, you know, have been sniffing the clues of certain people that are doing malice, have very malice agendas, and what we can do as a society to really shift that. So I just encourage people to take a look at those two articles, and if you're so moved by them, write a comment and get involved. The next project that we're working on is called the World Forgiveness Project, and we're looking to do this again back in Palestine and in Bethlehem. And why there? Because this is the birthplace of the three major monotheistic religions. And as we, you know, I think we all know, every crazy thing on the planet to date has happened because of a fundamental ideology of, you know, I have the right God, and so you don't, so I'm good, and you're bad, and I'm righteous, and you're evil, and once I have you designated as evil, I can go into your village and murder your men, rape your women, kill your babies, burn the village down, and then go home and sleep like a baby because God said it was okay. And this is, as we all know, fundamentally insane. So we're really looking to do our events and to use sacred music as a means to elevate consciousness so that we really do understand the underpinning, the literal connecting thread of all the major religious texts, which basically say one thing. And that's to be loving. And I've said that most of
it's, it's so important, Steve. I just want to say, you know, it's so important because the whole religious doctrine aspect, we just had a huge festival here. It's like 250,000 people downtown Asheville, the largest festival the city puts on every year called Bell Share. And they allow, you know, people freedom of speech on the corners. And almost every corner, there's people on podiums saying, if you're gay, you're going to hell. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're burning in hell. And I couldn't believe it. I just want to film it and say, like, you see, that's the dividing right there. That's just,
well,
that's
I,
just
I say,
hate.
I,
it's crazy.
I say this, that every horrible thing on the planet has occurred because of what Jesus said. And that's love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's the whole problem. We are loving our neighbors exactly how we love ourselves, which is horribly. So until we learn how to love the self, if I can't look into the mirror and witness my own divinity, I promise it's quite difficult for me to witness that divinity in your eyes. If I don't witness that divinity in your eyes, I can hardly see this divinity in the eyes of the animals who we are here to be caretakers over. And if I can't see that divinity in the eyes of the animals, no way I'm seeing this divinity in the eyes of Mother Earth. So, you know, honestly, if we can't get humanity to hear the cry of a little girl who's had her arm lopped off and then she's been raped just because she's of the wrong tribe, there's no way you're getting humanity to hear the cry of a tree being cut down with a chainsaw or an axe, even though it may in fact represent the metaphorical philia of the lungs of Mother Earth. So this whole process really begins with the self, self-managing our thoughts, and more importantly, what we're speaking. And part of what I'll be speaking about tomorrow, and if people want to tune in, they can watch the webcast of this, no matter where they are tomorrow. I'll be talking about how our thoughts create reality. And we are in an evolutionary state of consciousness where I believe through the Mayan calendar, we may have transitioned through what we call the persona, which in Latin means to pump air through our mask, into becoming the heretic, which in Latin means the person who knows that we can choose. And so, unfortunately, most of the time, you know, humanity is creating from what we don't want and what we are afraid of and lacking. And as a result, you know, anyone listening and tuning in right now, simply look around the room where you're at, without the exception of plants or pets or other people that are in the room. Just pick one item that was not first a thought in someone's imagination. The reality of our co-creative ability is profound and untapped. It's really just turning the switch from off, which is fear and hate, to on, which is love and compassion. And if we start co-creating from that perspective, you know, miracles can show up. And these walls, these prison walls, will fall down around Palestine, and they'll fall down within our own hearts. And that's the first place it's really important for it to occur in our own heart, you know, to find love and compassion for ourselves. And that way we won't then project that onto other people and stay at arm's length and bunker down and live next to somebody for 10 years and you don't even know who your neighbor is.
And what are some ways, Steve, that people can get involved through the website and through the organization?
Definitely go to projectpeaceonearth.org, projectpeaceonearth.org, and, you know, spend some time on the website. If you have the time, you know, make a small donation. This work takes money, and I have spent a fortune of my own money to do this.
Yes,
and,
indeed,
and,
all of us,
and
huh?
It's just, yeah, and I just believe that, look, if we can bring peace to the Middle East, to Palestine and Israel, peace is possible anywhere. We are looking to, in this year, to do a global town hall meeting for Middle East peace in Bethlehem at the Bethlehem Convention Palace, where we held our last event, and to do another large-scale global concert and peace, world peace forgiveness ceremony there in Bethlehem, called the World Forgiveness Project. And we're going to be soliciting people from around the world to surrender the thing that they're most suffering over, the thing they're angry over, the loved one that's lost. And we will, as like in Burning Man, literally create a ceremony and ritually burn that, you know, those images, those poems, those pictures, and film from satellite 1,000 people forming the words, "Forgive all."
So amazing, Steve. Thank you so much.
We know that we have a place to create healing from.
Absolutely, Steve. Again, thank you again for leading the way in this amazing endeavor. And we'll keep everyone, all listeners, updated. And again, Steve Robertson, projectpeaceonearth.org. And Steve, as always, thanks for coming on the show. And we'll have you back soon.
I'm honored. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening. And hope those who live in L.A. can show up tomorrow. Use the code.